The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi listeners, Benjamin here. I mentioned in yesterday's show that there was a story announced too late to make it into the regular news chat. It turns out that this story, as I'm sure you've all heard by now, was about the first image of a black hole. Davide Castelvecchi, the senior reporter here at Nature, was in a press conference in Brussels yesterday when the image was unveiled, and he joins me in the studio to tell me a bit more about it. Davide, thanks for stopping by.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Davide, maybe you can start by telling me specifically what this image is.
It's an actual picture of the supermassive black hole at the center of the galaxy called M87, which is about 55 million light years away. It's not the first time it's been observed, but in all previous attempts, it just looked like one blurred out spot.
Well, perhaps it's a stupid question from me, but how do you go about taking a picture of a black hole if it's black on a black background?
Ha, so it's true, you wouldn't be able to see anything, but a black hole is often accreting matter. It's surrounded by plasma that is orbiting, kind of like circling the drain and getting superheated and emitting radiation as a result. And so that's what you actually see. It's the edge of the black hole against this maelstrom.
And the radiation that we can see is essentially backlighting the black hole then and giving us a silhouette, which is what appears in the image, I guess, this dark circle surrounded by an orange glow.
Yes, exactly. And it's the shape and size that we expected based on the predictions of general relativity, Albert Einstein's theory of gravity.
Well, yesterday then, six press conferences were held around the world. And as I say, you were at one of them in Brussels. And this is where this image was unveiled. What was the mood in the room at the time?
So when the slide came up, it was Heino Falke, a German researcher based in the Netherlands, who put it up. And the room went silent for a few seconds. And then it erupted into an applause.
Well, let's talk about the image itself. How did the researchers go about taking it?
So people knew that this black hole, because it's so large, it's 6.5 billion times as heavy as our sun. It's very large, but still it's so far away that they calculated that it would take a radio dish the size of Earth to distinguish details in it and measure its actual size. But then they also realized that you don't need to cover the entire Earth with a radio dish. What you can do is string together a network of many radio observatories spread around the globe.
All right, and these individual observatories have given the data and sort of it's a patchwork affair to put them together to get to this final image.
Yes, they had to record petabytes of data, that's thousands of terabytes of data, and it was so much data that you couldn't actually transfer it through the internet. You had to put the hard drives on airplanes and take them to a central location.
Well, why did they choose this M87 black hole in the first instance then? I mean, you said it's really, really far away. I mean, I imagine there are ones closer. I mean, would that not be easier?
Yeah, in fact, they observed two of them and they are still not releasing data or results about the other one. The other one is the black hole at the center of our own galaxy. It's called Sagittarius A star. And the two of them are the largest black holes in the sky. So that's why they focus on these two.
So if they've been looking at both, Davide, why have they announced the image from the furthest away black hole in the first instance?
Because they haven't had the time to look at the data from our own galaxy's black hole yet. It's going to be more complicated because it's a smaller black hole. It's more than 1,000 times smaller, which means that matter orbits it at a faster velocity. And so basically, during each night of observation, the light flickers and changes as you watch it, which makes it a lot more complicated to interpret, but also potentially encodes more information.
Well, sticking to this current image, what's it telling us about the M87 black hole?
Yeah, so first of all, it's the right size and shape that you would expect it to be. And they also were able to measure the fact that the black hole is rotating, and it's rotating in a clockwise direction in the sky. But there's many other things that could still be in the data that they haven't even had the time to look at. In particular, they could try to understand how the black hole produces jets. These are these highly energetic beams that we see coming out of the galaxy M87. They're actually much larger than the galaxy itself.
So if this is a starting point, what are the next steps?
So the next steps are, well, they already have a lot of data in the bag that they haven't even looked at about M87 and also about the black hole at the center of the Milky Way. They're going to continue to observe these objects every year. There's a window of time around April of every year where the weather is supposed to be good at all the observing locations around the world at the same time. So next observing run will be in April of 2020, and it will include two or perhaps three more observatories than the previous runs. There's also a dish that is planned for Namibia, because currently the network doesn't have any dishes in the whole continent of Africa. Also, they hope to be able to observe at a slightly shorter wavelength, which would improve even further the resolution, so that we will be able to see smaller black holes, smaller details, and so on.
Right. I mean, David, as I say, you were in the room when this announcement was made, and you've been sort of covering black holes from nature for a long time. I mean, how important a finding do you think this work is?
I think psychologically the impact will be tremendous. I don't know yet how much information they will be able to extract, but judging from the first hints, it looks like it's going to radically change the way we understand black holes and physics in general.
Well, Davide, thank you so much for joining me today. Listeners, we've got a couple of videos about this topic on our YouTube channel. One gives a 3-minute overview of the new research, and the other shows the joyous response from the researchers in the room when the image of the black hole was unveiled. Head over to youtube.com/naturevideochannel to watch them. I've been Benjamin Thompson. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.